Oh, Steve. Tonight, a winner will be crowned in the latest reality TV singing competition, The Voice.
I have no choice. I hear your voice. Heaven help me.
The Voice is powered by pop star judges like CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera, and it's NBC's biggest hit in years. The show is one of a number of TV singing contests that have sprung up in the wake of American Idol, which became famous in part for the snarky critiques of then-judge Simon Cowell. We ask NPR's pop music critic Ann Powers for her take on what makes The Voice stand out.
Several different things. I mean, arguably better song selections, better or at least more experienced singers, but maybe most of all, it's the judges. The judges have this intense and intimate relationship with the contestants because they're also mentoring them. So they're not sort of trying to stand back, and they're not falling into predictable roles as they did on Idol. Here's Christina Aguilera about to see which of her two final team players goes home.
There are no winners or losers today because we've all shared such a special journey together. We're bonded for life, and I hope you guys will have me as a friend of yours for life because you will always be mine.
Well, let's take a look.
And you know, high school is a great thing, and I really hope that Christina signs my yearbook.
That is so sweet.
Right?
Although Simon Cowell was nothing if not completely popular.
No, it's absolutely true. And Simon Cowell, of course, is bringing his new singing competition, The X Factor, to the States in the fall. And that's going to be interesting because it's structured rather similarly to The Voice. I think the idea of becoming a singing star has always been a major dream for so many people, and television is feeding that.
More people auditioned than ever before.
He auditioned over 40,000 kids who showed up with their hearts on their sleeves and their jazz hands in the air.
This is the biggest turnout for an LA singing audition ever.
And where are all these people coming from?
Well, they're not coming from nowhere. They're coming from community choirs, from amateur singing competitions regionally. Even 17-year-old winner Scotty McCreery from American Idol this year, who seemed like a country boy with no experience, had actually won something called Clayton Idol, which is a regional version of American Idol in his home state of North Carolina. So what we have now are people in between professional and amateur, and that's what we're hearing on these shows.
Well, let's talk about becoming professional, after the show, because over the years, American Idol, of course, has given us Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood. But most people go on these shows, and even if they do well, never heard from again. Can they produce stars?
Here's the thing. If you've won on a show like American Idol, you've done it doing other people's material. So the question is, can you either write your own material or team up with the right people? Carrie Underwood went right into a very comfortable place, which is Nashville, where they're used to manufacturing personalities, and they could help her form her personalities. But a lot of these contestants, that doesn't happen for them. Instead, what happens is they find these other streams. For example, Constantine Maroulis was an idol that people thought was sort of cheesy. He's become a Broadway star. He even won a Tony. So they do make careers in the music industry, but they don't necessarily top the charts.
And thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks so much. I have to go to my singing lesson now. You know, I'm thinking about my next career.
Ann Powers is NPR's pop music critic, and she writes for The Record blog at npr.org. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.